brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. And before I go any farther, I want to mention again to you that I have a book entitled Deeper Conversion, which is a book that contains meditations on all the Sundays in ordinary time for this year. So there are about 35, 36 Sunday gospel meditations. Don't sit down and read it as you would any book. You meditate on one chapter for an entire week. You go back over the verses, ponder them. The word will speak to you. Remember, it's living and active. Take a whole week prior to when that gospel is going to be read and ponder it, chew it, meditate on it. Let it take root in your heart. And you'll be amazed at how much more you will hear, how much more you will understand if you prepare for it beforehand. So this is for the Sundays in Ordinary Time in the year 2017. And you'll find that there are about 35, 36 Sundays. They're all listed at the beginning in the table of contents. But again, I urge you one chapter a week. And don't just skim it. Read it, reflect on it. Take a little time every day before that Sunday is probably the best way to do it, before that Sunday, and reflect on it. You will be amazed. You'll see how much more fruit is born when you really till the soil of your heart, when you give your heart time to really hear, not just the words themselves, but really hear what they mean for you. So open your heart, and perhaps in this year, take a look at those Sunday Gospels and learn how to really reflect on it over and over through the days up to the time of the gospel proclamation. You'll begin to see fruit in your own life. You let me know when you begin to experience that, because I do want to hear from you. I also want to say to you that I have a number of free resources that are available to you. You can get my book, Deeper Conversion, by going to the website renewalministries.net and then /FFJ. When you go there, renewalministries.net/FFJ, you'll come upon the books that I've written. You'll see what is available for purchase and what is free. So I really encourage you to take a look at what's available at renewalministries.net/FFJ. Today, we look ahead now to the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 23, through chapter 9, verse 3. So 8:23 to 9:3. I repeat these numbers. Many of you who listen to the program regularly know this, but I repeat those numbers because if you can, it's important that you both hear the word and see the word. That helps you to avoid distraction. If you're getting the information from two sources, both seeing and hearing, you get the information, has more of an opportunity to take a root. So when we are reading the scriptures, we're using the New American Bible translation because that's the translation that the church in the United States uses, the New American Bible one. I don't think it's the best translation. I, again, think that the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition, published by Ignatius Press and some other companies as well, I think that's your best, most accurate translation, apart from being able to read it in the original. So take a look at the translation you use. If you use the Missalette, you'll have the New American Bible translation right there, or the New American Bible is available to you. But I just want to encourage you that when you have an opportunity to buy a new Bible, I highly recommend the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. First reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 8, verses 23 through chapter 9, verse 3. First, the Lord degraded the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the end, he has glorified the seaward road, the land west of the Jordan, the district of the Gentiles. Anguish has taken wing. Dispelled is darkness. For there is no gloom where now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. You could ponder just that verse, just that portion of a sentence. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The darkness of sin, we have no idea how it affects our vision, not physically necessarily, but certainly spiritually. It affects our vision, it affects our understanding, it affects our ability to choose for the Lord. We walk in darkness, but when Christ comes, and Christ has come, the light is there. We need to reach out and accept it. But the light, which is the life of Jesus Christ, is available to us, that we can walk in light and not in darkness, darkness of sin, discouragement, despair, darkness of vision, that we can't really see what God's about, that we can't really see our place in the universe. We want to cast out the darkness, choosing for Christ, saying, Lord, I want to follow you. You are my Savior, and I want to follow you all the days of my life. Teach me. Then take advantage of Scripture daily. Take advantage of the sacraments as often as you can, because they help their grace from God to help cast out the darkness that we take on, given our society, given the sin in ourselves as well as all around us. Oftentimes we're pretty blinded and we think we see, but we don't. So anguish has been taken wing, dispelled is darkness. Why? Because the light of the world came in the flesh for you and me. For there is no gloom where but now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed. He's destroyed the work of the enemy. You don't have to live under it. We do choose. Many times we choose evil over good. We choose to live under that kind of bondage, but we don't have to. Choosing for Christ breaks the power of that bondage. Do you live in the light? Do you live in the truth or not? Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Is he your light? Or do you think it's just by your own understanding that you come to the truth? It's not. Yes, your own understanding, your own working it through within your own human being, yes, that's a big part of the process. But the light would never be there if Christ Jesus had not died for you. There would have been no light in the darkness and no way through the darkness. There is. God wants your life and mine to help point the way to that light to so many other people. The second reading is Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 to 13, and then verse 17. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries among you. I mean that each of you is saying, well, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. He says, is Christ divided? You can only follow Paul or Apollos or whoever it might be. You can only follow them insofar as they reflect the light of Jesus Christ. So we can follow, in a certain sense, certain human beings if they're leading us toward Christ. Otherwise, turn away from that. You want what leads you into the light. And the gospel is the gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 23. You can see my meditation in my book, Deeper Conversion, on this passage, but I want to reflect on it apart from that meditation. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth. He went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. That's what God has for you, if you will but open your heart to receive it. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He brought so much light, so much power, so much life, that look what happened to people when they first heard him. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen, and he said to them, "Come after me, I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. How could that happen? Except that what they experienced was light and truth in front of them in a way they had never seen before, and they were immediately attracted, so attracted they dropped everything. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Doesn't mean that they didn't make provision for their father. That was a very high value. But it does say that they put first, even before family, faith in Jesus Christ. Do you have your priorities clear? Yes, provide for your family in every way. But are you, first of all, following Christ? If you truly are following him, you'll care for your family in the right way. So once again, are you walking in the light or in the darkness? He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. Can you imagine what that must have been like? That suddenly someone is walking around and he just says, "Come, come, follow me. Come and follow me." And they do it. They follow him. John Paul says, for many people, the 20th century continues to be a time of terrible anguish and torture. From the depths of such sad experience, the human family searches for a path of justice and peace. And what is that path, brothers and sisters, but to follow the way of Jesus Christ? That's what takes us out of anguish and sorrow and gloom and regret and despondency. There's far more available to you than simply trying to work it out humanly. You want to put Jesus Christ, the one who goes before you and is behind you, above you and beneath you, on either side of you, and who leads you in the way of truth and light. Choose for him above all. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789, Faith More Precious Than Gold, or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.